We list the candidates, then induct. But before then, we call upon our landlord to open the Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with Art Briles, who may become our new proprietor. Alex Rodriguez may become just a broadcaster. He's a disgusting human being, and I get there are legalities, but at a certain point where there's smoke, there's not fire, there's the Chicago fire, and this is a 1,000 alarmer. Just because this POS has gone on the defensive and his lawyers are playing the "we want the truth to come out" card. No, you don't. Zero value. There are documents, paper trail, digital evidence. He tried to cover up these heinous crimes that were taking place in his football program through the safety of young women out the window in the name of beating Texas Tech. Death penalty, not enough. Jail time, better. Time to burn McLean Stadium to the ground, maybe with him in it. All right, before we get to our next nominee, a rare accompaniment. Yeah.
Trent Bayless, I've been hearing you lately. You love Jerry way too much. You acting like y'all related. I got the Hall of Fame waiting. I'm the best and you hate it. I don't know why you hate it. I don't know why you hate me. Probably because my name is mentioned close with some of the greatest. Then they talk about patience. You close to testing my patience. You say whatever for ratings. I'm not blind. I can see it. You say I'm just an average running back. No way you believe it. You're talking down for no reason.
By the way, Le'Veon Bell, not bad there. And maybe he's no Dame Dalla.
That beat is fire.
Maybe no Dame Dalla, but sounding pretty good. Beats by Bell. Get ready. So this leads us to Skip Bayless. Stop! He should be in the Super Bowl of horrible sports people. That tune, more hip-hop-ish, from Steeler running back Le'Veon Bell. So the tune is Shrimp Bayless. He said, "You say anything for ratings." Bayless had taken some off-season shots at Bell.
A diss track about Skip Bayless.
Isn't that awesome?
That's great.
Saying he stooped low to criticize the Bengals, except Cincinnati did cheap shot Pittsburgh. And, of course, the last time Bayless was right, he was simply a writer for the Dallas Morning Star in the 80s covering the SMU scandal. He says Bell insulted him but didn't refute him, which is wrong. But again, when you think wrong, he's the king. Skip Bayless owns wrong. Arthur Blank, Falcons owner. I heard him on Radio Row this week, and I guess there's some kind of YouTube video or story on Michael Vick. I know. How do we land here all the time? I'm just tired of the M word. You want to forgive Vic? Hey, go nuts. But first, you got to read the allocution of what he said in court. We're talking despicable, evil atrocities he personally took part in with innocent animals. If you don't have that information, your opinion is ignorant and worthless. It wasn't a mistake for the 1 billionth time. Penn State, Baylor, Aaron Hernandez, they're not mistakes. They're carefully crafted. They're schemes, plots, executed to perfection. Vic and his scumbags didn't enter the wrong address in their nav system and land up in a dogfighting ring that robbed people's pets for practice from their backyards, purchase rape machines, hang, drown, electrocute, shoot, beat, and kill dozens and dozens of dogs. These are actual. These are not alternative facts. Stop using the M word. It's not a mistake. Yeah, Art Briles. The more information that becomes available on this guy, I mean, just the good thing is, it seems now, A, if he doesn't end up in jail, which, fingers crossed, I certainly hope he does, B, he ain't coaching again. So, like I said, McLean Stadium, burn, baby, burn. And with that, we close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
actually starting to, when I hear his voice now, as we talk about some of the real scum of the earth, it's like, yeah, A-Rod, you're not so bad. And you're a documented cheater. And you kind of stay in the game, but it's like, compared to these guys, you know, what? No harm, no foul, except for the couple $100 million you stole when you said you were supposed to be, playing clean. But that's neither here nor there.